The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation
of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Barn for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the Ministry of Public Service, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday, October 28th, 2024. Everything's out there, guys. I'm grateful to be in your company, grateful to be in the land of the living God. I am grateful to be here again. Hope you guys got a good weekend. Hope everything was good for you. I'm very sad to be able to see these things. It says, the Chad remains. It's sort of the story that I woke up to. I think I heard it before I went to bed last night. And we woke up to this sort of a story that said the Chad remains of two passengers going over to, I think it was Rugged Island, and being able to see these two persons killed in plane crash. So we continue to be able to pray for those persons and those souls that were lost in that wreck. And I don't know. I mean, we continue to be able to ask that you be cautious in your posture, in your position, and all those particular things that's happening throughout the world. And right there in our very own backyards, I mean, it's a very scary thing. Guys, pick up the newspaper and just be able to read into the story and see exactly what's what. Or read the story, not read into it, but read the story and see exactly what's what. And pick up that information. Guys, I want to thank you so much, guys, for being able to be here today. Let me shout out to my good, decent people before we go on and talk about these things. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located on number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They are just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Plaza, and you can be able to find them anything that you're looking for as it relates to insurance in that particular stead and space. You want to be able to get that thing taken care of. Go there and check it out, whether it's residential, commercial, whether or not you just got those plates and you need something to be able to do. And you're looking for sort of in-house financing. You ain't got all the money to be able to take care of it. You don't have everything right up front, but you could be able to get your stuff on the road and essentially being able to pay those things off simultaneously. They can help you out. Ask for my good friend, Etheric Bow, and he'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. And Mr. Richardson's there also. He'd be more than happy to help you in those areas. Give him a call. 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. Or you could be able to hit them up on Facebook. They got all the information on there and their website. So you want to be able to check them out. That is AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Check them out, guys. It's a beautiful day, guys. Like I said, pick up the newspapers. Two killed in plane crash. This is a sad thing, man. It's a really sad thing. Aircraft went down near Rugged Island Airport. All the information's in there. Bahama had, award-winning rock legend Rob Stewart there, and he performed at the festival at the beach party. You could be able to see that he did it on Friday night. So we get a lot of international acclaim and exposure from that. Commonwealth leaders agree for honest conversation over reparations. Honest conversation. Agree for honest. It's a peculiar thing to say it like that. To structure. Well, we was going to lie. And we were going to say all the things that you really wanted us to say. Right? You know what I mean? We wanted all those things that you wanted to hear. We was willing to say that, but our fingers was going to be crossed the entire time. But since we had this conversation, I think we agree to be honest in the conversation for reparations. It's a peculiar way to structure it. So the information's in there. Our caretaker gives family home back. My God, listen to me. Mavi. Is that a name? Mavi? Mervy? Whatever. Listen, they make skits, songs, people you never see on the internet, people cussing you all over the Bahamas. Then I hear you get threats of death. This is peculiar. And then I said to myself, I read the story, and then I said to myself, I wonder how these people call Mavi and say they can threaten that. Look, if you don't give them people house back, girl, beep, 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 beep. And it's cussing all. This is crazy. This is crazy. Every media outlet in this country ran that story more than once. Every single one. So I'm hoping that you're satisfied that you could be able to see these things. Prosecution rest in Corner's case. This is crazy. Guys, read this particular story. The prosecution on Friday closed the case against North Abaco MP Kirk Cornish as a lawyer criticized the adequacy of the evidence against him. I mean, this is peculiar. Cornish is accused of the assaulting, raping, and threatening to kill the then-girlfriend between January 2023 and April 2023. And then three shot, one dead. It's a crazy thing that we look at the numbers and we hold our breath. We say, okay, hold. All right, be in October. Hopefully we don't go over 100 people. And then 98. Okay, hold on now. Yeah, man, they fellas can cool down. And then 99. And we continue to be able to push the envelope. This country, man, we got to do something, guys. We got to be able to do something and be able to get into these things. So, guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper, read the story, see exactly what I want you guys to participate with me today. Today, we're going to do the deputy leaders of both organizations, the deputy leaders for both organizations. Tomorrow, we're going to do the leaders for both organizations. And then we're going to sort of wrap it up with the prime minister Wednesday. We're going to have Wednesday at the top of the hour, we're going to be able to have Miss Yang with us on Wednesday. So at the bottom of the hour, which is going to be the 1 o'clock, then we sort of wrap up everything. And I'd love you guys to participate. But today we're going to be dealing with Chalandon Cartwright in St. Barnabas constituency. And we're also going to be able to deal with Chester Cooper in the Exumas in the Ragged Island constituency, just being able to talk about those things. So it's exciting. Chester Cooper's numbers are not really high. They're not really high. I don't really see it as a bad thing. He got about 42 and St. Barnabas got like 204. So we got a good mix of persons being able to do that and really being able to participate in that. So before we go to break, before we do anything and kind of chop it up, I want to be able to read for you the St. Barnabas constituency. I thought it was interesting. I had a good time being able to put this together and really being able to see exactly what's what. And I'm hoping that you guys are not, you know what I mean? Like, I hope you haven't gotten your feel on this, but this is truly interesting and I'm enjoying this series. And I thank you for your patience for being able to go through me. I know I get some cusses, some influx and fluctuated cusses throughout the particular course because people believe it should go in a particular manner. However, I just ask for your participation, right? I'd ask for your voice. I ask for your opinion, your participation, and even your suggestions so we can make the modifications, strengthen this as we go forward, because I believe that this is sort of our inaugural voyage going out there to be able to say this is what the expectations are from your constituency. I'm sorry, from your member of parliament within the confines of your constituency. And I'm hoping that it really brings this awareness to you and your constituency to say, hey, listen, this is what we need from our constituents. I want to do this like this so it could spark conversations among you. I want to do this like this. I said, but I don't like how I would do this. If I was him, I would do this, this, and this. Mom, because we really need to know this. And let that sort of germinate in the minds and the hearts of persons within the constituency for consideration. So when it comes time to vote, you don't go simply from the rhythm of what's happening within the organization. You don't go by the rhythm of the music that continues to pounce and pound against your chest every morning, 5:45 in the morning. Every morning, 5:45 in the morning. Obi Wills come. Obi, Obi, Obi Wills come. Obi, Obi, who is the man? Obi Wills come. Man, listen to me. Everybody in 8 Mile Rock in West Grand Bahama know this song. This voice didn't win. It's voice didn't win me here. Boom, boom, doom, boom, boom. In the 90s. Oh my God, I hate that Joyride rhythm. I can't stand it. I listened to it almost every day for 3 years. And that's what happens during political time. A lot of persons, between the beverages, between the colors, between the quick grab for cash, between an opportunity to be able to do these things, there's no time to really reflect and dissect leadership. There's no time. You ain't got no time for that. We out here dancing. Obi, I think he had the hardest song. I just might as well tell you. Obi, who is the man? Oh, listen, that was a jam. 100% jam. You couldn't think but nothing else. You went into the boot chanting. F&M's had the whole right arm with their, what are you doing? They had the whole their right hand with the left, being able to put an X to the crowd. It was too much. I'm hoping that this series brings to light a very clear understanding that it's time for us to dissect leadership and not to just merely move with the rhythm of what's happening in our constituencies, not to move with the rhythm of what your political organization says, not to move with the rhythm of who you trusted in the past. I have no consideration for the future and what holds there. We have to look at all spheres. We have to look at all aspects and make a determination who is the best for us, not from a political standpoint, or we want the PLP, or we want the effort. Let's look at the constituency. Let's look at the constituency. Listen, in my view, Parliament should go harder as it relates to what's happening in the constituency. There needs to be more town hall meetings. There needs to be more technological interaction. There needs to be more outreach. There needs to be more opportunity that exists within the constituency. These things are not hard. It's not difficult. And we now have to scrutinize you and see whether or not you're doing it, or what we like about you, where some of the weaknesses are that you can be able to improve, the threats that exist against you, and the opportunities that you can truly take advantage of. That's all we're doing. That's all we're doing. We're not here seeking to berate you and make you feel worse than worse, okay? Many of you, you already know you lose. So why would we do that? We're not going to fight you, but we will help you the best that we possibly can. Let's get to this, guys. The Member of Parliament for the St. Barnabas constituency, the Honourable Shenandoah Cartwright. We're dealing with St. Barnabas constituency. Let's get into it and talk about it right now. The original St. Cecilia constituency. The original St. Cecilia constituency, once a stronghold for the Progressive Liberal Party, was represented by Cynthia Mother Pratt from 2002 to 2012. During her 10 years, she served not only as an MP, but also became the deputy leader of the PLP and later deputy prime minister of the Pratt was an influential and respected figure in her constituency, especially recognized for her deep community ties and commitment to social issues, which align closely with the needs of her constituents. Her success in 2002 and 2007 elections demonstrated her popularity and strong support for the PLP in St. Cecilia. In 2012, the constituency of St. Cecilia was dissolved due to redistricting amid the addressing population and achieving a more balanced voter distribution across New Providence. As part of her recognition, the St. Barnabas constituency was introduced in 2017, incorporating parts of St. Cecilia and surrounding constituencies, including Anglesdale and Centreville. This configuration concentrated voters from PLP-leaning areas, Barnabas, positioning it as a potential PLP stronghold. The formation of St. Barnabas in 2017. The creation of St. Barnabas in 2017 was as a result of a strategic reconstruction of the electorate boundaries to improve representation. The redistribution incorporated portions of several neighborhoods, which with voters drawn particularly from areas historically aligned with the PLP. This reemergence of a constituency space aimed at a better reflecting demographic changes and balancing the numbers of voters per constituency. It also offered the opportunity of new political dynamics with candidates from both major parties vying to establish influence in this newly defined area. Initially intended as a PLP seat, Shannon Cartwright of the Free National won in 2017, signaling a shift in local political sentiment. Cartwright's approach to constituency engagement and commitment to grassroots efforts earned him significant support, allowing him to retain the seat in 2021 election despite national challenges facing the Free National Movement. His victory defined the PLP's expectation and reshaped the area's political identity. His re-election demonstrated a community focus that resonated with voters, ensuring that he maintained a strong presence and influence in the St. Barnabas constituency. Let's get to these numbers and then get to a break. The survey data, we asked those particular persons out of, we just put all the information out there. 204 persons indicated that they're in the St. Barnabas constituency. 204 persons indicated that they're in the St. Barnabas constituency. We asked those persons who took the poll, did you vote in the last election? 185. Out of the 204, 185 indicated, yes, we did. I did vote in the last election, which is 90.7% indicated, yes, we did. We asked those persons, are you planning to vote in the next general elections? 202 out of the 204 indicated, yes, we are. 99% indicated, yes, we are planning to vote in the next election. Has your MP been visible and accessible in your constituency over the past year? 201 out of the 204 indicated, yes, he has. 201 out of the 204 indicated, yes, he has. And then we asked those particular persons, have you seen any improvements in your community since the last election? 195 out of the 204 indicated, yes, we have. 195 out of the 204 indicated, yes, we have. That's 95.6%. Has your MP effectively addressed key issues like crime, unemployment, and social services? 199 indicated, yes, he has. 199 indicated, yes, he has. Out of the 204, so that's 97.5%. We asked them if he holds a ministerial post, which he doesn't, but they still answered. 191 persons say that he's effective in this particular area. And then we asked those persons, are you satisfied with your MP's overall performance? 192 out of 204, which is 94.1%, indicated, yes, we are. Let's get to this SWOT analysis and be able to break down the information. I got to get to a break. Let's get to a break. Okay, guys, when we get back, we can talk about the SWOT analysis. That's the information. 94.1%. They say that they're satisfied with the MP's overall performance. When we get back, we're going to give the SWOT analysis, give the breakdown, talk about these things, and then we're going to open up the lines. Quick break. Be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The waffle with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular waffle with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your waffle with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time.
Get ready for an exciting October with National Public Service Week. Join us for a fun-filled week of the community spirit and celebration. Kicking things off October 17th, the Family Feud Night at Aneth Hall Rogers High School at 6 p.m. Bring your family and compete for some fantastic prizes. Then you don't want to miss the Golden Oldies and Old School Dance Friday, October 25th, 8 p.m. happening at the Ministry of Public Service and Ministry of Health Veranda and Lower Terrace. Let's groove to the classics. Ready for some friendly competition? Join us for the Softball Jamboree on Saturday, October 26th and Saturday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. On Sunday, October 27th, join us for a meaningful church service at Bahamas Harvest JFK, 11 a.m. And then, of course, we're going to honor our retirees Monday, October 28th at 10 a.m. for the retirees recognition ceremony and reception at Government House. Curious about your future? You don't want to miss the career fair on Tuesday the 29th, the 30th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gymnasium. Ah boy, we can't forget the float parade! November 1st, departing at 9 a.m. from Arawaki. Show your colors and celebrate with us. This is National Public Service Week 2024.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. We're dealing with St. Barnabas. We got all the numbers, all the information out. Let's deal with the SWOT analysis, then I'll give you the grade, okay? Let's deal with the SWOT analysis, then I'll give you the grade. I see the lines are lit up. One call is on the line so far. So let me just read this and I'll come right to the call, okay? So the SWOT analysis is for St. Barnabas and Shannon Cartwright's position. His strength is constituency satisfaction. The survey data reflects a high satisfaction with senators from his accessibility and responsiveness. His engagement and visibility. Cartwright has maintained strong visibility in St. Barnabas, addressing crime, unemployment, and other critical issues, and his strategic positioning within the Free National Movement. Cartwright's rise to deputy leader in the Free National Movement highlights his influence and support within the party, positioning him as a prominent future leader. This is ChatGPT. Y'all keep fighting me. Think I sit down here doing homework. Like I in college and a case study. This is ChatGPT providing me this information after I populated it. Okay, don't fight me. So it goes on to say his weaknesses. Some of his weaknesses are challenges from the PRP stronghold history. Given the PRP roots, Cartwright may face challenges in the PRP if the PRP attempts to regain influence in St. Barnabas, especially if national... This is some of the weaknesses and some of the vulnerabilities that he has, okay? One of the other ones is that the party image on a national scale, the FNM's national image, especially after losing the government in 2021, may influence his standing if it remains unfavorable among voters. Some of the opportunities that exist for Cartwright in this particular area is strengthening local development, that's an opportunity. Cartwright can further cement his position by focusing on local economic development and job creation, which aligns with constituents' needs. And also the potential leadership growth. His role as a deputy leader enables him to shape FNM policies that resonate with voters in St. Barnabas and other constituencies with similar demographics. Some of the threats that exist, party conflicts, and national influence. Internal FNM conflicts on national controversies may affect Cartwright's appeal if he is seen as aligning with unpopular party stance. Wow, this is heavy, right? And then the PRP's attempt to reclaim the constituency. As St. Barnabas was originally configured to favor the PRP, there may be increased efforts by the party, which is the PRP, to regain the seat through heightened local engagement. And then the conclusion. The conclusion is Shannon Cartwright's performance in St. Barnabas highlights his effectiveness in addressing community needs and his ability to build a strong local base. His tenure demonstrates a successful adaptation to unique political dynamics in St. Barnabas.
a constituency initially designed by the PLPs with PLP intentions. His proactive engagement, high visibility, and consistent response to issues align with his constituent expectation, establishing him as a key figure within the movement and Bahamian politics. His constituency grade is an A. Ladies and gentlemen, Cartwright, Shannon Cartwright, constituency grade is a solid A. Cartwright's high approval rating and significant local impact demonstrates his strong alignment where he has shown a commitment to community-focused leadership. And then it goes on, while Cartwright holds the position of deputy leader in the Free National Movement, he has not served in a ministerial capacity. Cartwright's future in St. Barnabas looks promising, with the potential for continued success if he maintains his focus on local development and constituent satisfaction amidst evolving national and party dynamics. The lines, give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line, go ahead.
A pleasure, good sir.
All is well, Sparky. What's up, man?
Yeah, I know I'm not in that area, but what I was really trying to get from you is you wanted most of your callers to be from the area that you examined that particular day, or, but like, I might have grown up in the area but don't live there now. I might travel to there, if that's not every day, and observe the different changes, what's going on, like Mr. Cartwright in the Grove, I call it the Grove.
Okay, tell me about it then. Tell me about what you've seen in St. Barnabas over the time.
What I see now in St. Barnabas, it appears to me to be very active. A lot of people seem to be unemployed. There's a lot of people sitting down on the trees during the day, sit down outside bars, active, a lot of people walking up and down, like, they don't really go into employment. I don't know what's really going on. But he seems to be very loved in the area.
Okay.
That's what I see. And Howard, on the other question, what I really wanted to ask, with most of the new candidates in the House of Assembly now, it appears to me that they look like they're only interested in one time in and one time out. They don't seem to be as active or what I call like the old politicians, where you can really see them basically. It ain't that I'm working for nobody to come to my house. Mm-hmm. I don't need nobody to come to my house, shake on my gate. Mm-hmm. I know what I am, I know what I feel like, who I feel like supporting this and that and that. But there's some things I might want to be done in my area, which is Pride Estate, mm-hmm. off to the Dollar Highway. Mm-hmm. I might need to see my guy. Okay? Mm-hmm. To talk to him to say, how can I get this done? Mm-hmm. How can you assist me getting this done for the community of Pride Estate where I live? Although I'm in Garden Hills, I hang out in Pride Estate, which is a portion of Garden Hills. You get where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. If I can't see you at all, when I call you, you don't answer. If I text you, you don't answer the text. When I call your office, nobody answers the office. Then, to me, you're not active. When I see you on TV, and with your three positions, sport and culture, it's because he's traveling, dealing with these different ministries, mm-hmm. on the TV, but I need to see you sometime in my community because I need to talk in regards to, like what I'm doing with the park in Pride Estate, where I'm changing the park look and I'm planting a lot of fruit trees. So in the future, Hal Howard, mm-hmm. I think I told you about it.
Yeah, you told me.
In the future, from now, 2-3 years later, Pride Estate, the residents of Pride Estate and the children, they can be eating dillies and mangoes and breadfruit and soursop and stuff from the park whenever they come in season. That's what I'm doing with the park in Pride Estate. Every day out there watering, putting down new plants. Every 10 feet apart, I'm putting down an indigenous fruit tree. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, yeah.
I might need my MP to come over here and say, I might need an abaco because I can't throw a pickaxe. I can't use a shovel because of my condition, my age. So send me with a tobacco, please. Let the fella take the bucket, dig me a couple of 3-4 feet holes, and then I can do the rest. Mm-hmm. But if I can't get in touch with you to do nothing, I might can't afford the tobacco. Mm-hmm. You understand, Howard?
I hear what you're saying.
These are the things we want to do. And like I try to tell my MP, try to encourage the people who got contracts from all these little parks around all these areas, instead of these ficus and palms and stupid trees, what don't bear nothing, plant fruit trees that people can eat.
So, Sparky, do you agree with St. Barnabas? You think the fella deserve an A? You think that that's a good grade for him?
To me, I said, what I have observed the people talking, like stuff in this place, and that place. It appears that he's active. A lot of people know him. They got high regards for him.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how to put it to the A, to B, and the C. Mm-hmm. You seem to be better doing your polls. Mm-hmm. But he appears to that. Yeah, he go win that.
Okay,
and I'm a PLP.
I appreciate that, Sparky. I appreciate this telephone call. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Guys, please be a part of it. We're going to take this quick commercial break. I want you guys to be a part of it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about this constituency a little bit more and talk about this sort of an idea. The constituency of St. Barnabas has demonstrated a notable consistency in securing voter support, which is especially evident in the contrasting of this election and the victories in 2017, right? Especially Shannon Conrad, his victory against Cheryl Bazard and his victory against Alkidas has really solidified him and how he's arisen within the Free National Movement. Let's talk about these things when we get back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation.
Tiring you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is your Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be...
Kid Scrape Explosion! Reloaded!
This is the one and only Fan John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing...
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live!
Keep the vibe alive, music group, and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Rank and Scrape concert of the year!
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Amen! Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ron.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
This is Buddy J. Ref.
Listen now, Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack. Tickets.com. The countdown is on. Ray Can't Scrape Explosion. Best of the best!
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, in your company. I was just going to say in your constituency. I'm looking at them. That's right. It is a beautiful day. Great folks to be in your company, guys. We're talking about St. Barnabas. We're talking about Shannon Conrad. We're talking about really his... is it me or do you notice in both deputies their rise? So there is in politics, how so many persons have been sitting aside waiting for an opportunity. Yeah, you ever hear this kind of a story about the fact that, you know, I've been waiting in line. I've been in line for a long time. You know how long? Fellas, 75 years old, still hoping for an opportunity to be able to serve in political organizations and so forth and so on. Haven't never... sort of given up on that dream and kind of stayed steadfast in that. And you've seen a significant rise in Shannon Cartwright in the constituency that was initially designed for Cheryl Bazard has strong PLP polls to be able to make up the constituency, and there was an expectation to make it a PLP stronghold, and it didn't happen in that way. It just did not happen in that way. In 2017, he would have won by 337 votes, and I think in 2021, he would have won by maybe 149 votes in those areas. Now, we've seen that decrease in numbers, and you know, I asked ChatGPT about that. Are we going to talk about that? But I think that he's calling into us now. He is. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you to none other than the Honorable Shenandoah Cartwright, Member of Parliament for the great constituency of St. Bonamus. My brother, good afternoon. What's happening with you?
Good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Bahamas.
It's wonderful to have you, man. Congratulations. They assessed you. They say you got an A in your constituency. Sparky call and certify it. Said those people around there, they love you. They speak highly of you. Talk to me about your constituency.
Well Howard, let me just say this. You know, for me, this continues to be about the people. This is not about me. It's never been about me. It's about what I can do to not only enrich the lives of the people of St. Barnabas, but you know, Bahamians across the length and breadth of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So it's an honor to continue to serve them in every which way. This has always been, from 2017, about how we can be there for the people in the most meaningful ways, both small and big. And one thing my team and I, we've come to accept, we've always known, but we've come to accept pretty readily, is that people know your heart and people see your heart. And in this business of national representation and national politics, people can see through the fluff, and they can see those persons, both men and women, in national politics who truly care for the people. And I'm just honored that people in St. Barnabas and people across the length and breadth of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas continue to see that myself and my team, that this is about serving the Bahamian people.
I want to congratulate you, man. You've been, you've done absolutely wonderful. We're breaking down the information and just, we realized that the constituency was never designed for you. We realized, and the onset, I think in 2017, when I would have walked with you, people didn't know that, right? I would have walked with you in 2017, and we were surprised that you got so much significant feedback. But then as we looked at it and look at the entire overlay of it, we said, oh my God, this may be difficult because this is polls strategically, let's say, since from Anglesden, from Centerville, from other spaces that actually make up your constituency that's strong PLP strongholds. You shifted the entire thing. How was that? And what kind of reception you've gotten over the past 10 years?
Well, listen, one of the things, the element of this representation from 2017 that we've been, again, humbled and proud of, is our ability to transcend Bahamian politics. I cannot say truthfully that we calculated it, but again, we've just continued to show the Bahamian people what we are all about. And so we've been able to transcend politics in a way that members of the Progressive Liberal Party and independents would have voted for me, voted for us. And I believe that it's just a constant reminder, humbly, to persons who desire to represent the people, irrespective of party, that once you have the people's back and you show proper representation, that the people will have your back electorally. Because at the end of the day, your commitment and your duty to transform people's lives on a daily basis, short-term and long-term, making sure that you are community-minded, to have all of the programs that you know, would be a benefit to the community and benefit to the families in your constituency and Bahamians at large. People see effort. People see your heart. And we have worked so hard to have a myriad of programs, from after-school programs to senior citizens assistance programs. We have a computer lab, a community center there that deals with so many staple programs. And anytime we see the opportunity to be innovative and to come up with programs that we know can assist the community, we are all for it. And we are prepared to partner with civic organizations, religious organizations, anybody who is committed to developing communities, and ensuring that we serve the Bahamian people in a way that they deserve.
I like it. Now, before we get out of here, I want to talk more specifically. Now, we've seen in 2018, you would have been able to have a good sort of elbow room with 337 votes that you've been able to be successful by. So you beat Cheryl Bazard in 2017 by about 317. Your victory in 2021 was about 149. Now, talk to me about this. Now, because I can tell you, I can shoot straight, right? A lot of persons say, well, these are two good-looking, handsome fellas in St. Barnabas. My God, this is the middle of the city, so forth and so on. This is a hell of a fight. You were still able to find yourself victorious in 2021, but not by the same margin, or your margin didn't grow. What now can we identify? Do you believe that you have a significant threat in Michael Halkidis in the event that he comes there? Do you find persons, has that support diminished in your constituency going forward to 2026?
Well, Howard, the reality of Bahamian politics is the national mood of a country, of the country, will always have tremendous influence on voters' minds, as it should. And so when the national mood may be a certain way, whether for the PLP or in our case in 2021 with the FNM, mm-hmm. fairly or not, that will dictate a lot on people's minds. But, however, the fact that we were able to overcome the national mood at that time is reflective of what type of service we provided the people in St. Barnabas. Again, as you mentioned, in 2017, the constituency was crafted in its parts, in all of its parts, to assist the Progressive Liberal Party. And the quote-unquote PLP seat, as it was labeled, what we have been able to do is this being labeled a PLP seat, is show persons that service to the Bahamian people, irrespective of your party, will lead to electoral success, because fundamentally, Howard, this is about people. Mm-hmm. This is about the Bahamian people. Mm-hmm. This is about what you can do. How serious are you about making people's lives better? Not politicking, but what you can do to make people's lives better, and people know the difference. And we believe that in St. Barnabas and in my representation, humbly, that they have seen that over the years.
Well, I want to congratulate you, my brother. I want to thank you so much for your telephone call and being able to say that. What do you have going on right now in St. Barnabas? How can people reach you if they're in the constituency, if they're listening in and say, well, I try to call him, he can't get back to me. Give your numbers, information of how persons can be able to reach you right now as they continue to listen in.
Well, one thing I wish to add as well, you know, as much as being visible is important, it is important to be accessible. And obviously that comes through calls through the office. The office is there on Market Street, and it's open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. The good thing about our St. Barnabas We Care team is that we have persons who live in the various communities. And so even after hours, we are serving our people, because we have team members who are part of these the various communities that make up St. Barnabas, which is Coconut Grove, Big Pond, Black Village, Rock Crusher, and the Oaksfield area. They can call the office from 10 to 5 any day at 603-4200. And if they need to see me, they can set up an appointment time. But I would encourage any constituent or any Bahamian, if you see me on the road, the barbershop, the gas station, wherever it may be, the grocery store, and there is some issue, some concern that you have, public service, 24-hour business. So feel free to let me know what's on your mind.
Thank you, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been none other than Shannon Cartwright, all the way from St. Barnabas constituency, just talking to us about those things. He said that you can be able to reach him from 10 to 5 any day, between Monday and Friday. They got all the information, and the numbers are 603-4200, 603-4200. Where's your, are you still with me, Shannon?
Yes, I am.
Where's your location again? Where's the office
it's
again?
On Market Street.
On Market Street.
In between Cordor Avenue, okay? It's just south, just one door, two doors south of Cordor Avenue.
Okay.
Sorry, 2 doors north of Corridor Avenue.
2 doors north of Corridor Avenue. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know where it is. I passed it. I thank you, man. I thank you so very kindly for it. I thank you for your contribution and congratulations again on well done. Now, you and I got to have a conversation about this deputy capacity and whether or not the FNM has what it takes to be able to get over that mark when it comes to 2026.
Well, absolutely. And I just really, again, want to thank the people of St. Barnabas for their continuous confidence. They're my family. And I just want to thank also the Bahamian people that continue to support our efforts as well. And me personally and my personal journey to continue to serve the Bahamian people.
Thank you, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that is, like I said, St. Barnabas. Shannon Cartwright being able to talk to us, so you got a solid A today. I want you guys to join me after this. We're going to be talking about Chester Cooper all the way from the Exumas and Rugged Island. This is going to be a good show today. I want you guys to participate. The numbers are out there, and I want you to be after news with a dive a little deeper.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The Foundation. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation, a few days away from the general elections in the United States of America, a few days away from sort of a shift in time changing in this country and all over in the region, a few days away from being able to see the change. Yeah, it's going to be change. Yeah, Biden's out. The change. And my anniversary is coming up, and I'm thinking about, should I take a little trip over? I'm hoping. Let me just watch what's going to happen over the next 2 weeks before we do some stuff. But the lines are open. If you want to be able to kind of join in the conversation, I'd love you to do that today. Give me a call, 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead, call.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Papa? What's up, Papa?
Everything cool. Thank God for life, Howard. How are you? Still doing a great job.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, you say this go over by then,
tomorrow. We should be done tomorrow.
You can be finished with all of them?
Yeah.
I done. They supposed to get any,
I done.
Yeah, listen. Shannon, I don't know if I pronounced the name right. Shannon Dawn or Shannon Dawn?
Shannon Dawn.
Huh?
Shannon Dawn.
Dawn, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Shannon Dawn. As a human being, as a decent human being, yes, Sparky, you tell the truth. You don't even have to live in this constituency. He's a respectable fellow. If I was his parents, I'd have been glad to have a child like that, humble and obedient in his politics. Shannon Dawn, in the last general election, no PLP, no Prime Minister, no Bray Davis. As much as I, if I was living in that constituency, in spite of I didn't want. See the backside of Dr. Minister and the Free National. And he ain't like me and Dr. Minister school. He just had some weird things happen. And some of the members, without calling names, some of them cabinet ministers was bold and rude. Mm-hmm. Not just to me, but to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And therefore, when they're coming back to us again, bringing these same people. Mm-hmm. So I respect Shannon Dawn for how he was serving us, the Bahamian people. And that's why, in spite of the wave from Brave and all of that was going on, they couldn't do nothing there in St. Barnabas. A block. I'm talking about us PLP. Step right up. Mm-hmm. Step right up and whatnot. And I believe the people is going to continue to support him. I would love to see a person like him as Prime Minister. The attitude he gets politically. He have the right attitude. I don't want to say this. Listen, Shannon Dawn was serving all. I'm talking about, I couldn't wait to see the backside of the FNM to vote them out. And that didn't change. That was Shannon Dawn. He was right there, a decent, respectable person. Mm-hmm. I talk about, I don't want to talk all my business stuff, or talk business, right? But that guy was getting old. He was personally doing things. I don't want to mix it Miami, but Brave Davis, the Brave Davis who we used to know. Now, I ain't saying he might help with Brave Davis up to be able to, but my God, the little yacht, he was moving person. If he ain't on a motorbike, in the car, whatsoever, if he got a cent, I mean, he was stepping up, it didn't matter what you, COI or whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage him to keep up the good work.
I like it.
Bahamian people, this is the kind of people that we need.
I like it.
I listen to, you say something, Howard?
No, I say I like what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yes, Howard. I listen to Brave Davis. I believe that's Brave Davis. I never know he could have sing that. I mean, he sing one at a time to a rally, right? And I even like the song we sing, he did it this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I start to feel not confused or a little sorry for him because I think he understand what's going to happen, God willing, to him and this party. And he say he live a full life and he did it this way. Yes, you did it your way. I won't say CY, right? But I won't say now you know what to do. Mm. Then I can hear Fred Mitchell on the radio this morning. But PLP's what he talking to us and we got to step up this time because the last time, I paraphrasing, we didn't step up and people are saying this and that. They're anger and disrespected and humiliated and forsake a lot of us. We disappointed. Mm. So this ain't just no, but you talking to PLPs, but we must defend what? You offend us PLPs, not just with the foolishness you'd be talking about this 1.6 billion. That ain't just it.
Mm.
You talk a little while and he think he talking to children. I tell you, it's be too long and take to vote these people them out. We love the PLP, we love the world PLP, but they have the wrong attitude. They need to be humble like Shannon Dawn. I would love Shannon Dawn, God willing, if God spare my life, if I could be on this day to see a person like him as prime minister. Yeah. I expect good.
Shannon
Dawn is a good member of parliament, a good, decent human being. And I don't advise them PLP, just like I tell them the last time. I shake their hand, I salute the people them run, especially the PLPs. But this ain't no F in them PLPs, they put service, and they supported him. Let's support him again. If I was living in that constituency, in spite of I wanted Brave to be prime minister.
Now, hold on.
That's how Brave was carrying on with
now,
people, being good to people.
Answer this question.
I Shannon Dawn with my PLP clothes on.
Answer this question.
Yes, sir.
Can Shannon Dawn Cartwright beat Michael Halkidis in the event that Michael Halkidis is ratified for that area and goes in the next general election?
You asked me if I...
I'm asking you that. Can he beat him? Michael Halkidis get the purse of the government, the government's in...
Come on. I don't think Shannon Dawn win that. Listen, they had the purse of the government too and they still lose the government. And only certain people because of their political personality they were saved. But Michael Halkidis is my boy. He always respectfully nice and humble too, but he ain't no Shannon Dawn card, right?
Wow. You're getting hit.
He didn't run the last time again. Yeah, he can't beat again, God willing. The people need service. People who want service. You into this all the foolishness, man. You answer when you want to answer. You do email. You fall in with the leader. So, I mean, the leader might have been messing up, but Shannon Dawn ain't stopped helping them people. Shannon Dawn still was doing good. As much as we don't get rid of Dr. Minnis because some of the things were happening, Shannon Dawn still went to see.
He's still holding down.
I ain't God. I ain't no prophet. I ain't no what. I don't see you winning that seat around there. I think it's a waste of time, but you can't tell a man what to do. You go ahead.
I like it.
And people are ungrateful, and people thank God. I wish we all had people like Shannon Dawn in our area. And yes, I say I wish I had a member of parliament like Fred Mitchell because he's a hard worker. But that's a total different creature than Shannon Dawn. And I don't know if it's something because Shannon Dawn young, and he might change later on. But for now, I know we. It doesn't matter if Shannon Dawn put on a COI, we still would support him.
Wow.
Shannon Dawn, I hope you will send the right candidates in these areas, man. Those people who was being mean to people with Dr. Minnis, man, please don't waste time with them. Please talk to your leader, please.
Thank you, man. Thank you, my papa. Thank you, my papa. I appreciate your telephone call, guys. The lines are wide open. Please join the conversation. Next caller, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling
Barnabas. Hi, how you doing, sir?
I'm okay, and you?
Pull the phone from your mouth. You ain't clear. Yeah, everything's good. I want to hear everything you say. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on a minute. Yes, hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm calling about the Barnabas constituency.
Yes, sir.
Shannon Cartwright, yes. He's a very good MP.
Yes, sir.
And he has a very excellent team. And there's a lady who doesn't live too far away from me, so... When we can't reach him, we go to her, and she'll get us to have contact with him or whatever we want done, as in cleaning up little debris and things in our yard. So he has a very excellent team.
And he's get all that done for you, clean up your yard, make sure he's accessible all the time.
What they does is, if we have some stuff to move, We put them out front, and they give us a big when they're coming. So we help and offload the truck or whatever he sent, if it's a bin. And it's also a great thing.
Yeah, I like that, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you for that. I know he likes your support. I must say, when I've been driving on Blue Hill Road headed south in that area, I've seen some things that look clean up around there. And is it Anglestone that I'm thinking about? But where that pink bar is right across there, I can't remember what road that is. Is that a quarter? I can't remember what road that is. That could use a little cleanup. There's a couple of cars to the corner, but for the most part, the constituency looks very good. Next telephone call, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Right here, my brother. A breath of fresh air. I think after Pop has spoken, I don't think there's a lot to say. Shenandoah is basically representing the new caliber of politicians that this country truly require, especially at this time. I believe that his constituents, even from that voting process,
mm-hmm.
has spoken quite loudly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would say a cross-section of those persons, even if they identify themselves as FNMs.
Shenandoah couldn't...
a political party, I would also say that the PLP, many of them who supported the PLP, make up those large numbers in order to usher him back into the seat that
absolutely. He couldn't win that with only FNM votes. He could not win that with only FNM votes. Yeah.
Exactly. So in essence then, what it leads me to this point. I think our seasoned veteran politicians need to stop the nonsense about talking about arming those who are of any particular political party against the shenanigans and nonsense spoken by the opposition party, if that's what he wants to refer to it as. Because it's not just the FNMs that's speaking out. Very common day behemoths, mm-hmm. who is also tired of the shenanigans and the nonsense, also speaking. So to try to make the distinction of saying that it's the FNMs and their shenanigans, it's not just them. We as behemoths, we are tired of the level of service and the lackluster talks that we continue to get, where we see that we are not being served properly as a people. We are tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us have been our PLP supporters, mm-hmm. over the many years.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us have been those who actually cast our votes, mm-hmm. for the PLP for many years. But yet this PLP that we have today is not the PLP or the Lyndon Pillen-style PLP in terms of the love for the people. Even if you didn't have it in your heart truly, you showed it. That you care about the people. It is not there. And this is something they keep on jumping over hoops, trying to defend, but it's all love for them. It is not love for them properly serving the Bahamian people in the manner that we would love to be served.
Yeah.
We deserve to be served properly.
Yeah.
So stop the games with trying to pit the PLPs against the FNMs or the COIs or anybody else. First and foremost, we are Bahamians. And even if you're not suffering right now, they're your family members, your cousins, your other brothers, your other neighbors, and stuff who you know, they're suffering. We need to unite our people under one idea, and that is to do what is best for all Bahamians, not just certain Bahamians. I end my diatribe here because it angers me to hear that the veteran politicians are still speaking divisiveness instead of unity. I end my commentary here.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate you so much, man, Jeff. I really do appreciate your telephone call. Next telephone call, go ahead.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
That's good. I'm great. You know, now listen here. I don't always agree with Papa.
Mm-hmm.
But this one time, I agree with Papa.
Okay.
Shenandoah, need to come in Fort Charlotte. I hear you do Fort Charlotte.
Yeah, I didn't do Fort Charlotte. We did Alpha Chess last week.
Well,
I can read it again for you.
I was off the island.
Okay, no problem. Let me read it again for you.
Shenandoah, I am a strong behemoth.
You want Shenandoah to go in Fort Charlotte?
I will. Listen here, Howard. I am a strong.
And they tell me that Travis Robinson coming to Fort Charlotte?
Well, if he could do like Shenandoah, like I say, I'm a strong BLB.
Okay.
Only party I vote for is the BLB. But if Shenandoah... could come to Fort Charlotte.
Mm-mm.
Man, he get my vote, and I have 9 people in my yard.
So you get all 9. That's
and
10.
Shenandoah come to Fort Charlotte.
My God.
There's an abandoned property by me. I've been crying for years, and I'm visually impaired, and I don't care where it is. Ain't nothing happening yet through here. But Shenandoah,
which road you live through? That's Prospect?
No.
Not Prospect. Parliament Road, what the name?
You're supposed to come to me before and you never show up.
I never show up? Think about when you say abandoned property by you. I know a couple of abandoned properties when I ride through the area that needs to be cleaned in that area. But I can fight you. We can talk about it.
This property has never been cleaned in 40 years and I've been crying.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Even inside, drugs, gun, everything.
I think I know what you're talking about, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I need to talk to you about
it. You can call me, 827-0111. You got my
name. You don't answer that phone.
Yeah, call me, 827-0111. Y'all wouldn't let me watch my baby, eh? Jesus
Shenandoah, God. Shenandoah, come to Fort Charlotte. I ain't no FNM, but come to Fort Charlotte.
Thank you, my dear. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. Y'all wouldn't let me watch my baby. Howard, when they finish with the show, I get a pickup churin. When I finish with the churin, my God, I can't. My baby's jumping on me all the day. Don't fight me. I still do my best. Amen. Let's see if we can be able to take one more telephone call. When we get back, we can be able to read the information for the Exuma constituencies. Next telephone call, go ahead. Call on the line, go ahead. No? Okay, so we're going to... Now, let me just get through this and be able to read these things before we can go to the next one, okay? So we are in Member of Parliament for the Exumas and Ragged Islands. The Exumas and Ragged Island. Member of Parliament, historic overview for the Exumas and Ragged Island constituency from 2002 to present day. The Exumas and Ragged Island constituencies has demonstrated a strong allegiance to the Progressive Liberal Party since 2002, with only minor competitive challenges along the way. The early 2000s saw Anthony Moss holding the seat for three consecutive terms. Establishing a steady support within the region. Despite the area's economic challenges and geographical vulnerabilities, Moses's tenure symbolized consistent loyalty to the PLP. Even its competitive election cycles, the political landscape shifted in 2017 when Chester Cooper, a seasoned businessman and PLP representative, succeeded Moss and brought a rejuvenated focus on development and modernization. Cooper's leadership has drawn international attention, notably through partnerships like SpaceX program, which aim to integrate modern technology into Exuma's infrastructure and amplify its presence on the global stage. Timeline for the members of Parliament 2002 to 2017, Anthony Moss presented the constituency securing victories against FNM candidates by encountering closer competition over time. Chester Cooper's impact and leadership. Let's see if we can be able to get this. So it says 2017. Chester Cooper won decisively in 2017, marking a new era for the constituency under his dynamic and business-oriented leadership. Cooper retained a seat in 2021, reflecting his effectiveness and popularity within the Exumas and Ragged Island constituency. Since his election, Chester Cooper has emphasized economic growth, sustainability, and modern technology integration in Exumas and Ragged Island. His efforts have included tourism expansion and ecotourism. As Minister of Tourism, Cooper has highlighted Exuma as a prime tourism destination and ecotourism hub, strengthening the local global technology integration, his collaboration with SpaceX for satellite internet and boosted Exuma's visibility globally, attracting investment and fostering a technology-friendly atmosphere, and then disaster preparedness. Ragged Island vulnerability to hurricanes has led Cooper to prioritize resilient infrastructure and disaster response systems, showing his commitment to long-term sustainability. Let's get to these numbers. 42 persons took the poll, which I didn't think was like a bad thing because the population that exists in that, and the sparse population, I didn't think it was a bad thing. And I'm grateful that they participated. The numbers steadily increased over time, but it got to 42, and I sent some information, but I didn't get to hear back from the Deputy Prime Minister and Deputy Leader of the Progressive Liberal Party. Not just yet, but nonetheless, these numbers, 42, I think it gives us a good rounded view, and a lot of the persons are on the same page. So let's talk about this. We asked those 42 persons if they voted in the last election. 41 of the 42 said, yes, I did vote in the last election. So 41, which is 97.6%, 41, indicated that they have voted in the last election. We asked them if they're planning to vote in the next election. 32 out of the 42 indicated, yes, we're planning to vote, which is 76.19%. We asked them whether another MP is visible. 30 out of the 42, which is 71.43%, indicates that, yes, he is visible. Yes, he is visible. Whether or not he's been involved, have you seen any community improvements in those particular areas? 32 out of the 42 indicates, which is 76.19%, they indicate that he has been, we have seen community improvements, I'm sorry. So 32 out of the 42 said we have seen community improvements. We asked whether or not he's effective in addressing key issues like crime and unemployment and so forth. 30 out of the 42 indicated he has. 30 out of the 42 indicated he has, a 71.43%. Ministerial effectiveness, whether or not he's effective at his ministry, at the Ministry of Tourism, and his capacity as Deputy Prime Minister. 34 out of the 42, which is 80.9%. 34 out of the 40, which is peculiar. I can read it just like this. 34 out of the 42, which is 80.95%, indicate that he has been extremely effective, right? Which is crazy. Let's just be very clear. His effectiveness as a minister outranks his satisfaction. It outranks his addressing key issues. It outranks everything except whether or not they voted last time. His effectiveness as a minister outranks everything else he does from a local standpoint, which I think is crazy. And those persons who've taken the poll have said that about him, which I think is a crazy thing. So it's overall satisfaction. 32 out of the 42 indicate that he has been effective. They're overall satisfied. 32 out of the 42 indicated that they're overall satisfied. So 10 persons said that not so much, but 32 indicated yes. So that's 76.19%. And let's get into it. The SWOT analysis and break it down. Economic leadership. Cooper's strategic approach in leveraging his role as the Minister for Tourism has brought economic focus to Exuma, elevating its profile and business prospect. The technology partnership, his collaboration with SpaceX, reflects a forward-thinking policies aimed at bridging a digital divide and aligning Exuma with global technology trends. Some of the weaknesses exist is that high expectations. The weaknesses is that high expectations. Cooper's ambitious agenda has raised high expectation, and potential delays could affect his perceived effectiveness. You hear this? Let's read this again. Cooper's ambitious agenda has raised high expectation, that's within Exuma, and potential delays could affect his perceived effect. A little taste of this right now. All right? Vulnerability to natural disaster. Constant hurricane threats demand ongoing investment in resilient infrastructure, which can strain resources and planning. Okay? Some of the opportunities is that ecotourism and technical hubs, with the potential that exists with Exuma gaining popularity in ecotourism and tech-driven growth, Cooper has a unique chance to solidify the region as a leader in sustainable tourism and engagement with younger voters. The younger demographics support Cooper's initiative represented and the opportunity for lasting political loyalty and engagement. Some of the threats exist is dependency on tourism. Reliance on tourism makes Exuma susceptible to economic downturn, which could challenge Cooper's economic plans, and then internal political dynamics. Cooper's rapid rise in the PRP has garnered significant attention, which may political scrutiny within the PLP. Assessment and grade. Let's get to this and then we can take a quick break. Assessment and grade. Chester Cooper has consistently worked to translate his national roles into benefits for his constituents, maintaining strong satisfaction ratings across community improvement issues, resolution, and overall performance. His leadership has established Exuma as a tech-forward, globally recognized region while also addressing local challenges. His constituency grade is an A. His constituency grade is an A. And we got more information, guys. We're going to take this quick commercial break. When we get back, we can get to ministerial assessment and rationale for Chester Cooper as the Minister of Tourism. I can tell you the grade when we get back, right after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The
Foundation. At Popeyes, we put love in our chicken by marinating it for 12 hours. For a limited time, head on over to Popeyes and purchase 5 pieces of our famous Louisiana bone-in chicken for just $10. Give your family a taste of Popeyes without going over budget by adding on a signature side. Popeyes, that crazy price we love.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guard by your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me read this real quick, and then we're going to open up the telephone lines to talk about that. The constituency grade for Chester Cooper so far has been an A. That's a constituency grade. Let's talk about his ministerial assessment and the rationale for Chester Cooper as a Minister of Tourism. Chester Cooper's role as a Minister of Tourism, Investment, and Aviation has been marked by a strong contribution of tradition in the Bahamian tourism sector, along with a notable post-pandemic recovery trajectory. Under his stewardship, the ministry has broken several records, reaching even surpassing pre-pandemic 2019 levels. This has cemented the Bahamas as a leading Caribbean tourism destination and reinforced Chester Cooper's reputation as a competent and strategic leader. His emphasis on sustaining high tourism volumes has been vital to the national economy, particularly after the industry's downturn during COVID-19. The traditional strengths and achievements. So let's get it. So it's one, stabilizing and revitalizing the sector. Cooper has adequately managed and rebound from pre-pandemic lows by ensuring strong arrivals through effective marketing and partnership strategies with major airlines and cruise lines. Maintained the Bahamas' stronghold on tourism inflows, particularly in North America, which remains the dominant market. And two, infrastructure investment and improvements. Initiatives to revamp airports, support private investments in resorts, to expand luxury tourism, and elevate the Bahamas' tourism profile and infrastructure, attracting high net worth visitors and diversifying the visitor demographics. These are some of his stuff, right? They're saying that that's the traditional strengths and achievements, stabilizing and revitalizing the sector, and then two, infrastructure and investment improvements, untapped potential in the tourism sector. Let's talk about this. While Cooper's work has undeniably restored pre-pandemic tourism matrix, there is significant room for expanding the sector's reach and impact by exploring deeper, more sustainable tourism models. Bahamians' aspirations for more self-sufficient and equitable tourism models, rooted in the 1970s principles of Bahamianization, highlighted several untapped avenues. ChatGPT do this. Well, I structured it in a particular manner because it gave me a grade, right? And I said, okay, so you just gave me this grade. Okay, so let's get deeper. Give me rationale. Give me a breakdown. Talk about from a historic level. Give me the concept and idea associated with Bahamianization. So I started to just talk to it, right? So after I talked to it, it spit out this information. And then it starts to talk about, one, sustainable and ecotourism development. Cooper's ministry could lead in developing ecotourism, which leverages the Bahamas' unique ecotourism to attract environmentally conscious travelers. Such a pivot would require investment in environmental infrastructure, community tourism initiatives, and policies that prioritize preservation and local engagement. I want to talk about this. Most recently, we would have been able to talk about, we've seen Chester Cooper on television over the past week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, and he's indicated that we believe that some things are going to happen in the country where persons are going to be able to return home and invest, but it wasn't followed by initiative has been able to, or even concepts in the draft concept about what's going to happen in terms of being able to get persons back home. It's just with this sort of a, we hope that people go back home thing again, right? So let's just talk about this. It says, cultural tourism and local ownership. The Bahamas has a rich history, art, music, and cultural traditions. However, tourism campaigning tend to focus predominantly on the beaches and the resort, potentially overlooking the demand for culture tourism experiences. Cooper could harness initiatives that empower Bahamians as direct stakeholders through ownership opportunities and partnership, allowing for a more meaningful Bahamian narrative and experience for tourism. This is literally Bahamianization. This is literally Bahamianization. And then number three, it says promotion of lesser known island tourism is in the Bahamas is largely concentrated in Nassau and the Exumas. And people stop going to Grand Bahama, people stop going to Abaco. So it's largely concentrated in Nassau and the Exumas. By fostering development infrastructure in the family islands, Cooper could distribute the economic benefits more equitably across the nation, enhancing local economies and reducing Nassau's over-reliance on tourism, and then increase Bahamian involvement in tourism investments. Cooper's role also holds the potential of aligning investments more directly with Bahamian ownership, fulfilling part of the early aspirations of Bahamianization, creating incentives for Bahamians to invest in the tourism sector, such as tax breaks, grants, and low-interest loans, could significantly increase local control and benefit distribution. Some of the recommendations of uncovering sector's potential is developing a community-led tourism initiative that highlight Bahamian culture and support small local businesses, partnering with educational institute to develop tourism training programs that prepare Bahamians for managerial and ownership roles within the sector, building a long-term ecotourism strategy with sustainability, appealing to a new global traveler demographics whilst protecting natural resources, and creating policies for equitable tourism growth across all islands, investing in infrastructure and promotional efforts for less invested. Okay, let's talk about this. Now, the grade, his ministerial grade, the ministerial grade for Chester Cooper is an A minus, an A minus. So he got an A in his constituency and he got an A minus, right? Now, if we're going to be honest with you, after I popped my ChatGPT with all the information, it went from A plus to A minus. Nonetheless, it's still stuck right there at the A, right? So let's talk about this. This is why Chester Cooper has excelled in the traditional and operational aspects of tourism portfolio. There is a sense that further innovation and depth could enhance the sector's alignment with Bahamian economic aspirations by embracing new sustainable tourism models. Cooper has the opportunity to leave a lasting legacy that not only economic growth, but also meaningful Bahamian involvement and stewardship over the nation's most vital industry. The A-minus grade reflects his commendable achievements in restoring the growth tourism numbers, his diplomatic investment acumen, and his potential to unearth additional layers of economic opportunity and self-sufficiency within the tourism sector. Congratulations, Chester Cooper, for being able to do wonderfully in this particular stead and identifying those particular things. And a lot of times, I think a lot of us may be indifferent with the approach, maybe because of our political background. But as I started to say a little earlier, I must commend you and Shannon Cartwright. If politics in our country is just assessed through the lens of deputy leaders of the organization, we can see solely through the deputy leaders that there is growth and expansion. For God's sake, don't make that assessment just yet as it relates to the chairmen. But the deputy leaders in the organization identifies the progression, the growth, the expansion, the access to an opportunity to be able to do these things. Both Chester Cooper and Shannon Cartwright has come into politics in 2017. They've won handsomely since then, and they've been making significant rises in their political organization, both rising to deputy leader in that very short period. Come on, did y'all notice that? And in identifying those things, they're spoken of well and getting significant grades in those particular capacities. So I want to be able to congratulate Chester Cooper out of the Exumas in Rugged Island and being able to do those things and say to him, continue to do well, my brother. There's room for expansion. There's room for growth. Continue to be able to push forward. The lines are open, guys. If you want to be a part of it, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300. 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. I'm going to take this one call, and then I'm going to take a break and come back and answer your calls. Call on the line, go ahead.
How you doing?
I'm good, how you doing?
How you doing, Howard?
I'm good, how you doing?
I never called you yet, but I have to call. I know we have a lot of tours coming for troops, but they ain't spending no money, right?
Where you calling from, Exuma?
Huh?
Where you calling from, Exuma, right here?
No, right now.
Okay, go ahead, yeah. Wait, so you're saying that they come in big numbers, but they ain't leaving no money with us?
That's what I'm saying now.
Okay,
that's
I fight you. I like that.
I mean, I see a lot of tourists come, but I have a lot of friends wait for tourists, and they say they ain't send no money.
My God. So whatever we doing to get the numbers, we got to tell them leave their money.
Huh?
Whatever we doing to get them numbers, that letting people come in, we got to figure out a way to get the money out of their pocket. I like that. Thank you so much for your telephone call. I agree with her sentiment. I think the numbers are truly impressive. And I only could compare 1992 numbers, 1997 numbers, pre-2000 numbers, pre-Y2K numbers to what we're seeing right now. And I'm not talking Bibles. I'm talking about money on the ground. The country was moving, things was actually happening, and things were happening in a rapid, rapid area. We saw the development of... We saw the development of the Atlantis Hotel. We saw coming out of the ground. We saw the Aulukaya Hotel. We saw a lot of anchor projects across the islands. And money was making in this particular era. And even now, as more persons are traveling around the world, we within the Bahamas have to put our heads together. Those persons need to put their heads together and figure out how we could get the money out these people's pocket. How can we get money out of their pocket? Let's just shoot straight. You know, two ways about it. We're going to shoot straight. Just as you save your money to go to Fort Lauderdale, to go to Miami, to go to West Palm Beach, to go to New York, to go to California, to go wherever you just go, to go to Canada, to go to Europe. Just as you save your money, these persons save their money. It ain't no way we coming home with $100 and they going home with all their money. That don't make no sense. We got to create this that they can leave their money with us on the ground. Quick break, be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to call in, we're dealing with Chester Cooper right now out of Exuma. He got an A in the constituency and A minus in his ministerial capacity and being able to do these things. No matter how much I read about these things, no matter how much we talk about these things, that there are a lot of persons who still be skeptical based upon, whether or not they feel in a particular manner. So we did the same thing that we did for everything. There's a question that came across, and we asked ChatGPT the question just like you asked me. It says, exactly what has Cooper and the New Day government done to help the rebound of the tourism industry? Well, ChatGPT gave me 8 points, and I'm going to read a few of these. The New Day government administration with Chester Cooper and as the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, Investment and Aviation has implemented several key initiatives that have played a pivotal role in the rapid rebound of the Bahamian tourism industry post-COVID. Significant contributions made by Chester Cooper and the New Day administration. Let's do it. One, aggressive international marketing campaign. One, global campaigns. The administration launched extensive international marketing campaigns across North America, Europe, and Latin America. These campaigns emphasize the Bahamas' proximity to the major United States or North America hubs, diverse island offerings, and safe welcoming environments, helping to restore visitor confidence. Targeted digital outreach, enhanced use of social media, digital ads and influencer partnerships has strengthened the Bahamas' online presence, engaging younger travelers and high potential spending visitors. Number two, expanded aircraft airlift and partnership with major airlines, increased air routes. The government secured new flight routes and frequency increases with major airlines such as American Airlines, Delta, and Southwest, and fostered relationships with new partners like JetBlue and Frontier. Be true. This has made access to the Bahamas easier and more convenient, especially for U.S. tourists who made up the majority of the visitor base. Strategic airport upgrades. Under Cooper's administration and leadership, the ministry invested in improving airport facilities across the islands, ensuring smoother travel experience and supporting the influx of tourism. Number three, strengthening cruise lines. Long-term agreements with cruise lines, Cooper Ministry negotiated strategic partnership for major cruise lines, resulting in long-term agreements that guaranteed high cruise passenger volumes to the Bahamas. This includes the new Royal Caribbean Beach Club on Paradise Island, enhancing, this is funny, enhancing the Bahamas' appeal as a top-tier cruise destination and enhancement to key cruise ports. Investments were directed towards Nassau Cruise Port's redevelopment projects, creating a more welcoming and visually appealing port that includes local vendors and cultural displays designed to encourage cruise passengers to explore and spend within Nassau. Investing in family islands, just gonna read the tops. Investing in family islands, sustainable and sustainable and economically friendly tourism initiatives. Number six, investment in local tourism products, local experience and cultural tourism, tax incentives for Bahamian tourism operators to encourage Bahamian participation in local industry. The government introduced incentives for small and medium enterprises involved in tourism. This includes the reduction of taxes and easier access to funding, empowering local to capitalize on tourism growth. Number seven, developing high-end private island tourism, luxury market targeting. Number eight, introduction to new technology and enhanced visitor experience, tourism app and online platforms and virtual tours, augmented reality. The results and impact is that record visit numbers, record visit, economic recovery, strengthened global reputation, and a future potential. This is strong. So I hope that answers your question. Because I don't want us to identify what we've been seeing and just kind of, you know. But tourism is going to have that anyway. Forget Chester. I think Chester's done a phenomenal job. I think that there's significant room to improve. I think we have been teetering at least 67 to 70% in the traditional realm and leaving a great deal of potential on the table for where tourism is moving towards. And I want to be able to commend you for making those steps and identifying certain elements to incorporate, the progressive elements to incorporate in tourism. But there is a lot that can be done and needs to be done from that tourism sector. I think we have the responsibility of being able to amplify and really put our stamp on Bahamianization. I think that's what it is. As it relates to Bahamianization, where are we going from this point forward? Responsibility. To be able to understand, we must empower Bahamians. Bahamians are disenchanted with this idea of ensuring that our efforts and everything continues to be spilt out to others. Our pearls continue to be thrown among swine, not in a bad way. These are people who don't care about our efforts, who don't see our potential, don't understand the tribulation that we would have gone through, but we keep rendering our service to them. It's time for Bahamianization to be able to afford an opportunity for true ownership. It's time for the government to identify at least 25% of the crown land that you have here and afford opportunities to be able to expand. It's time for the government to be able to fortify public-private partnerships and provide capital and support for those persons wishing to get into these particular areas. It's time. It's time for the government to recognize that if the census numbers from 2022 has indicated that there has been a significant influx of persons in the city of Nassau, 75% of a near 400,000 population living on an island 21x7, you have to think of initiatives that persons can get back home. You have to think about that. It's time for the government to create incentives for people to get married. Now, well, how about what you're talking about? Yes, you got to do that. You got to do that. You got to create incentives for people to get married, to be able to have children in our country. Create the incentives and opportunities. If you move to this island and populate this island and do this, this, and this, we will provide you this. We will come and check on you and provide you the support to do this, this, and this. Come on, man. We will give you the education, exposure for those things, and provide you enough. The government of the Bahamas need to think about this. It's time. We have teetered on the edge of tradition for far too long. And for us to empower our people and give them something, you got to think beyond your nose bridge. Think beyond your feet. Lift your head up to the horizon and the potential that exists in this country. We're hungry for it. 400,000 people. Population, we're not expanding. And the world around us, you're seeing migration issues. The country will change its features if we don't do something intentionally to be able to do that. All right? Let me see. I think I got one more telephone call. Caller, I can take you to call. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. I guess you didn't say nothing. Somebody text me and say, when I go into Cat Island, I am not from Cat Island. When you go into Cat Island, I'm not from Cat Island. Why I get the people Cat Island? I'm not going to Cat Island. I'm going to Grand Bahama. Again, back to 8 Mile Rock. Yeah, man, I got to be able to invest in my home and my environment and be able to do what I have to do. Yeah. We've gone it. We have enough relationship. We've done all these particular things. It's time to go home now, carry something home, and get at least 60 people to get a job. My God, we got to do something. And I'm hoping that I get support. We have all these concepts and ideas. We could hire people for sustainability, opportunities. And this is an initiative that I think of with me and my family. Nobody's saying, come do this. Nobody giving you nothing to do this, but it's time to be able to populate our islands and take our kids back to where we come from so we can be able to find an opportunity. Let me take this telephone call. Call you, and you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Howard Grant.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Boy, from St. Barnabas here, you know I miss you, right?
What'd you say?
And I wonder what kind of psyops operation you running here today, right?
Why you say that?
Because I mean, what you mean by A and A+, man? The lady live in the area, Kennedy, and everybody's talking good about, right?
Mm-hmm.
The lady who say, if they say she live in the constituency, Kennedy or whatever.
She says she live in Fort Charlotte.
Yeah, but there's another lady who live, but yeah, people like that, you know, once they live in the constituency, you know, Shalindor, you know, I like Shalindor, but I don't vote on like and love. What I'm saying is, you have to understand that these people are using taxpayers' money to sway certain people their way. Now, I see some PLP switch over to him, right? Too generous with the little contracts and the little thing there. Now, he's looking out for certain people to them there, then all the way to high school, drop out, where they get the subsidy. Just people looking for something, right? I'm looking for nothing. Like Sparky said, I'm looking for something to be done for the community as a collective.
Mm-hmm.
So Sparky noticed the proliferation of liquor stores, right? I heard Mr. Mayor on the radio the other day. They're not factoring in the abundance of liquor stores within the inner city that fuels violence and ignorance and imbecility, along with smoking the weed. There's nothing wrong with smoking the weed, but when you mix the two together, so these young men, they idle there on these liquor stores, they have a chance to really sit and watch and drink and don't think and whatever it is. What I'm saying is, the corner where his office was, that was paved, but the corner, I say I live in the middle. I live between Bimini, and the shop is between Bimini and Oxford. So what I'm saying is, he see the flooding in the area, so I should have to go look for an MP, you know. That's what I'm saying is, I don't want you come around in time for election with your little 200-pound with you and put on. That's what they're trying to do. I ain't got nothing to get. As a matter of fact, I voted for Shalindor when he first won. I didn't, the last election, I voted for the kingdom government because I was just for practicing to remove the stain off of my colonial brain. You see me? So I really am all about the community. The urban renewal projects, they knock down a lot of buildings and they allow certain areas to become bushing overgrown. Nobody's maintaining that. Maybe they should have the foresight to see the problems that they was creating versus solving. And then we look at the lack of truancy within the inner city and the high school. Howard,
52, it's 2 o'clock.
Come on, listen, they need to datify the dropout rate and Angleton and the goal. And I show 70%. Bless up.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate that. I can do that also. That's not what we designed this to do, but I can do that also. All right? Guys, I want to thank you so much for your participation. Tomorrow, we're going to bring this thing to a close. I should have Garth sitting with me tomorrow. We're going to be able to identify the constituency of Marco City. I tried to reach out to Michael Pintard. I'll try again. I couldn't reach him. And I tried to send some information to tell some people, tell the prime minister, boom, boom, boom. Or, you know, send this to his team. I couldn't reach him. There's no one voted from Cat Island. No one. And so we're going to have to figure out another matrix to be able to measure the prime minister. Anyway, that's the show today, guys. Thank you so much for your contribution. Congratulations to the men, to the organization. We'll see you tomorrow right here on 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. See you tomorrow. Godspeed. Foundation.